This is an executive summary of Dividend Reinvestment, DRIP, with rights, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Rights are prized for their dividends, but what you do with those dividends can matter as much as the dividends themselves. A Dividend Reinvestment Plan, a DRIP, automatically uses each dividend payment to buy more shares of the same right, or right fund, rather than paying it to you as cash. Over time, this creates a compounding effect. The new shares pay dividends of their own, which buy still more shares, accelerating the growth of your investment. DRIPs are a powerful accumulation tool for investors who don't need the current income. But there's an important tax wrinkle. In a taxable account, reinvested dividends are still taxable in the year received, even though you never touched the cash, and reinvestment steadily increases your cost basis, which you must track. This guide explains how a right DRIP works, the power of compounding, the tax treatment of reinvested dividends, DRIP versus taking cash, and how to set up a DRIP. Note that this is educational information, not investment advice, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax advice. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.